Democrats, establishment media crushed by Senate Republicans blocking elections takeover bill. By Wendell Hasebo on June 22, 2021. Democrats and the establishment media were crushed Tuesday by Senate Republicans' filibuster of a bill that would hand the federal government control of local elections by canceling voter ID and funding political campaigns with tax money. Reporter Jake Sherman of NBC News tweeted upon the defeat that McConnell uses the language and the logic of the Southern Democrat senators in the 60s when it came to voting rights. Sahil Kapoor from NBC News begrudgingly tweeted that Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, who voted for the measure, continues to firmly support the 60-vote filibuster threshold. "I think y'all know where I stand on the filibuster." He adds, "The filibuster is needed to protect democracy." Maggie Hassan, DNH, attempted to divert attention from the radical measures of the bill and stated the failed measure would instead benefit billionaires and in turn make climate change worse. Schumer said after the devastating blow there are more options on the table for the federal government to destroy election integrity. "We have several serious options for how to reconsider this issue and advance legislation to combat voter suppression," he explained in his terms. "We are going to explore every last one of our options." Vice President Kamala Harris, who went down to the Senate to inspect the proceedings, was so displeased by the outcome she did not take questions from the establishment media. "The fight is not over," she said without laughing. And before the vote, perhaps sensing the Republican stampede, Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, pressed President Joe Biden for the failure. "The president needs to lead out front and be very vocal on this issue." The details of the Democrat-inspired legislation are as follows. Federalize control over congressional elections. Declare that standard state and local maintenance of election systems, such as purging ineligible voters from voter rolls, limiting vote by mail, requiring voter ID, and establishing rules against felons voting, would erode the right to vote. Restrict lawsuits against the rules in S. 1 to the federal court system, which is, coincidentally, favorable to Democrats. Establish online and automatic voter registration. Protect illegal immigrants from prosecution if they vote. Establish same-day voter registration. Register minors to vote. Mandate early voting. Establish nationwide vote by mail without a voter ID, and allow ballots to be counted 10 days after Election Day.